It's the fifth and final day of referendums in separatist-held regions of Ukraine. Votes on whether to join Russia are being held in the Donetsk and Luhansk republics in the east, and Kherson and Zaporizhia in the south. Mohammed Vahl has more from Moscow.
The ballots will be counted tomorrow, and very likely the results will be known by the evening. And that's when the authorities here, the Duma, the two chambers of the Russian parliament, will meet and endorse them. Today, the news coming from eastern Ukraine are very positive about the exercise. They talk about a huge turnout, 87% in Donetsk, 83% in Lugansk, 63% in Kherson, and 66% in Zaporizhia.
At Russia's borders, thousands of people are trying to enter neighbouring countries. Georgia says the number arriving each day has nearly doubled since President Vladimir Putin announced military mobilisation. Officials in Kazakhstan, one of Russia's close allies, say they are struggling to accommodate tens of thousands of people. Well, Japan's former leader, Shinzo Abe, has been honoured in a rare state funeral, with world leaders joining Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in paying tributes. Abe was assassinated in Nara in July while campaigning ahead of parliamentary elections. Hurricane Ian has made landfall in western Cuba. Officials have been working for hours to evacuate thousands of people and protect homes. The Category 3 storm is heading towards the US state of Florida. And more than 800,000 people in Vietnam's central region have been ordered to move to safer areas as Typhoon Noru approaches. Schools have been closed and public events cancelled. Flights and trains have been postponed and a curfew imposed. $28 billion, that is the estimated cost of the damage caused by the devastating floods in Pakistan. They were brought on by heavy monsoon rains and melting glaciers. The protests have turned violent in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh over the death of a 15-year-old student allegedly beaten by his teacher. The boy belonged to the Dalit community that is discriminated against under the Hindu caste hierarchy. The teacher has not been found and belongs to a community regarded as upper caste.